This is In the Trenches with Chris and MJ. I'm MJ, and I'm running it solo today. Today, I wanted to talk a little bit about respecting your husband. I've been reading Proverbs 31, where it talks about a wife of noble character. It says, a wife of noble character who can find. She is worth far more than rubies. Her husband has full confidence in her and lacks nothing of value. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. She selects wool and flax and works with her eager hands. She is like the merchant ships, bringing her food from afar. She gets up while it is still night. She provides food for her family and portions for her female servants. She considers a field and buys it out of her earnings. She plants a vineyard. She sets about her work vigorously. Her arms are strong for her tasks. She sees that her trading is profitable, and her lamp does not go out at night. In her hands, she holds the distaff and grasps the spindle with her fingers. She opens her arms to the poor and extends her hands to the needy. When it snows, she has no fear for her household, for all of them are clothed in scarlet. She makes covering for her bed. She is clothed in fine linen and purple. Her husband is respected at the city gate, where he takes his seat among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them, and supplies the merchants with sashes. She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. She speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children arise and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Honor her for all that of her hands have done, and let her works bring her praise at the city gate. The verse I was looking at and focusing on is, her husband is respected at the city gate, where he takes his seat among the elders of the land. In order for her husband to be respected at the city gate, that respect first starts at home. And how do you respect your husband? I think a lot of women tend to think you respect your husband by being subject to him, whatever he wants or whatever he demands. Or I think that's a flawed concept of what it really means. What it means is that you honor his position as lead of the house and understand that the decision he makes affects the whole family, and that he has a heavy weight on his shoulders of providing, of protecting, of guiding in a direction. Those are not easy tasks to carry the weight of a large load of people, your wife, your children, knowing that every decision you make affects them in some way. For example, if I make a decision on what job to take, I need to make sure that job is going to provide food, clothing, shelter. If I make a decision to spend money on this, how is that going to affect my family? If I make a decision that I need to move or travel to a destination, how is that going to affect each of the members of my family? Those are things I think oftentimes as a wife, we don't think about. And I think oftentimes we just look at how it's affecting us and not how it's affecting our husband, who is carrying the weight of the entire family. I think as a wife, it is important to be praying for our husbands, to be encouraging them, to not speak ill of them, even when we're tempted to, especially with friends that are talking ill of theirs. We need to come alongside of each other and say, you know, these are our husbands. We need to support and encourage them. We need to love them where they're at and pray for God to direct them and guide them in his steps. Do we have conflict sometimes? Absolutely. No marriage is complete without conflict. As we've talked about in other podcasts, our husbands are not our enemy. Our husbands are our partner. They are walking beside us, and we need to uplift them and not fight against them. And if we don't see eye to eye, we need to, one, try to see from their perspective. And that is very hard to do sometimes, because if your husband's anything like mine, he's thinking about the 9th or 10th move down the line instead of just the move in front of us. And I have tunnel vision, and I'm thinking of just where my next move is going to be. And so it's very hard to get in his head and think, how is he processing this? What is he thinking about? How do I respect him in this? Something that I struggle with. My husband takes a lot of dramatic pauses when he speaks. And so sometimes I think he's done talking, and I just plow in there and start talking. And that is not something that shows him a lot of respect. And that is an area that I'm working on. I know that other areas of respect is not bombarding your husband when he walks through the door. I know that's something my kids love to do, and I try to rein them back and say, give Dad a minute. It is not always successful, because there's a lot of them and only one of me. But it is very important that your husband be able to come in and have a moment before being bombarded with 6 people or 7 people saying, I need this and I want this and do this. And they need to have a moment to separate their day at work from coming into the door at home. Having a safe environment, a safe space for them to be able to focus and think about how they're going to move forward with the family, with decisions being that need to come up or be made. That is an important thing as well. I think so often when we think of respecting our husbands, wives, I know I'm guilty of this one too, is thinking that just automatically means that I just lay down and let my husband have whatever he wants or whatever decision he wants, even if I disagree. And that's not the case at all. When you disagree, I think it's important that you have a conversation of why you feel the way you do or what you're struggling with in that decision, but also come to a point of listening and coming to an understanding of what they're seeing in the decision and allowing the ultimate decision to be the head of the home. Because the reason why he's the head of the home is because God has placed him in that authority, but God is also holding him accountable for his decisions. I often think of Sarah and Abraham. And when Abraham is being told by God, you're going to have a baby late in life, and Sarah just kind of laughs. And when Abraham earlier is told, you're going to be a father of many nations, and Sarah's like, I haven't had a baby yet. Here's my servant. We'll provide a line through Hagar. She jumped ahead of God, and Abraham and Sarai suffered the consequences of that decision because she plowed ahead instead of waiting on the leading of her husband, who was waiting on the leading of God. And how many times do we as women want to jump ahead and plow forward because we see where we want to go, but we're not seeing all the steps we need to take to get there? Our husbands are designed entirely different. Men and women are not created the same. We are equal, but we are not the same. And our culture wants to make them the same. We need to think, how is my husband processing these things and how is he moving forward? And we need to stand behind him in support and encouragement and most of all prayer. It talks over and over in scripture about how we need to come to God in prayer over things first. And I think sometimes we think of, oh, I prayed for that, and it's kind of a lighthearted thing. And I think it needs to be the most important thing, that it's everything, because there is a conflict going on that we cannot see. The enemy is trying to come between us and our husbands, come between us and God. And prayer is the only thing that's going to take care of that, because it's a spiritual, supernatural thing, not a physical in front of you thing. And I think so often we take our husbands as the enemy instead of our real enemy, who is the one trying to divide. And if we are praying, we are coming against that spirit of destruction, of dividing. God doesn't want us to be divided. Talks about three cords will not easily be broken. Well, if you and your husband and God are all together, tied closely in prayer and connection, and it's not easy to divide you. Something that my husband and I have been really driving for is every morning when we get up to pray together. I've noticed the longer that we've been together, the more I show him respect, the more he shows love to me. And the more he shows love to me, the more I want to respect him. It's like a circle. If one of those are off, the other is off. If I'm not feeling loved, it's really hard to show respect. But if he's not being shown respect, it's really hard for him to love. And I think sometimes we get in a snowball of disrespect, so not showing love, so more disrespect. When we need to make a mental conscious effort to show respect, and then we start receiving the love, and then it becomes more easily to respect. Not saying it's easy, not saying I'm perfect, but it's just something that is heavy on my heart. And it's something that I see a lot in my relationship as well as those around me. And I just want to be an encourager in this for you. If you're struggling to respect your husband, pray, Lord, how can I respect my husband today? Give me a small step. Sometimes when we pray for our husbands, the Lord shows us where we're wrong. And we don't always like to admit we're wrong. And we don't always like to see our own flaws. And often when we start praying for specific things like that, the Lord brings up things in our own lives that we need to work on. But in so doing, he also brings that unity back. So I just want to encourage you to be respectful of your husband, to speak highly of him, and to praise him where he's done well, to encourage him in areas that he may be struggling, to show him honor and respect. Especially if you have children, in front of your children, you don't want to speak negatively or down about your husband in front of your kids, because then they're going to show him disrespect and dishonor. The only way your husband will be honored at the city gate and respected and taking seat among the elders is if it starts at home with his wife and his children.
This has been In the Trenches with Chris and MJ. I'm Chris.
And I'm MJ. If you've enjoyed our podcast, please follow us by visiting our Facebook page, In the Trenches with Chris and MJ.
And you can find a new episode of our podcast every Monday on Amazon, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. Have a blessed day.